day, would it change your plans if you're able to catch a train straight from Caloundra all the way into the heart of the Brisbane Central Business District? On the weekend, the state government announced a new multi-billion dollar rail project to extend rail services from Brisbane to Caloundra.
Our commitment by the Queensland government to make Direct Sunshine Coast Rail come to life. It's our share of the first stage, the 19 kilometres from Beerwah to Caloundra, as part of this important public transport project for the Sunshine Coast. Very importantly, this will help support the big growth area that is Caloundra South. In fact, the growth of the Sunshine Coast. There'll be another 50,000 people living in Caloundra South. And by 2046, there'll be 600,000 additional people living on the Sunshine Coast.
That was the voice of Treasurer Cameron Dick on the weekend. Clearly, a rail service is needed. The new Transport Minister, the man who replaced previously Mark Bailey, Bart Mellish, was also there at the announcement.
You'll be able to get on a train at Caloundra and go straight to many places in Brisbane. You'll be able to go straight to Suncorp Stadium, straight to the AFL, straight to the ECA. This is an amazing public transport and transport project more broadly for the Sunshine Coast region and the entire area north of Brisbane.
So let's go to the organisation that has a long memory about promises around rail in Queensland. Jeff Addison is the Sunshine Coast spokesperson for Rail Back on Track. I asked him whether he supports the decision.
Look, I welcome the state government actually funding this line for the second time in history. $2.75 billion is not insignificant. However, this is a weekend announcement and it relies on receiving, you know, almost double the federal funding, 1.6.
Why double the federal funding?
Because the project cost has now come in at around $5.5, possibly up to $7 billion. Now, this project, when it was announced by Peter Beattie on the 28th of April 2005, was $1 billion.
So Peter Beattie announced it in 2005, and it's now been re-announced over a decade later.
Yes, only this time when they've re-announced it, it doesn't even make it to Maroochydore. It ends at Caloundra with a second stage to go to Batinia and then a third stage to go to Maroochydore. And that second and third stage have no funding at this point.
Now, it's reliant on duplication of the rail track from, what, Beerwah to Caloundra?
From Beerburrum to Landsborough. Yes, it's reliant on the duplication from Beerburrum to Landsborough. That project has also been cut back, so it ends at Beerwah. Mark Bailey reported that the B2N project, which hasn't yet laid a rail sleeper after over 5.5 years, would start sometime this year and be finished in 2027. And I noticed that the announcement for the Direct Sunshine Coast line was to start in around 2026 if they get the federal funding and if it goes ahead, which means that that start point time, there'll still be a single track meeting the new duplicated track.
So what am I missing here? So Mark Bailey and then and Jackie Tradd, I think, made the announcement at the Nambour Railway Station, but they've not yet laid one single railway sleeper.
That is true. Absolutely correct. They've done the park and rides. They've done the Steve Irwin Road realignment, but they haven't actually yet started the heavy railworks after over 5.5 years. That raises serious concerns about, you know, whether this project will even ever start. That other project also had a federal-state funding situation, which didn't get resolved. And it all hinges on, you know, another federal-state funding squabble.
So this is one of those, this is reminding me of the Redcliffe Rail Line, Jeff Addison.
Yeah, well, the Redcliffe Rail Line only took 131 years. But, it's sad that the state government are prepared to spend 100% of money on a rail project in the middle of Brisbane, but are utterly refusing to spend more than 50% on a rail project to the heart of the Sunshine Coast.
Is the announcement on the weekend absolutely contingent on the announcement by Mark Bailey in 2018, Mark Bailey and Jackie Tradd?
Yes, well, it would. You would have a duplicated, obviously need duplicated track from Caloundra all the way through to Brisbane, but at this point in time, it's still only a single track at Beerwah where this Direct Sunshine Coast line comes off it.
And the previous Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, with Jackie Tradd, former Deputy Premier, made the announcement that this would happen in 2018 on the Nambour Railway Station, but they have not laid one single railway sleeper yet.
That is correct, yes. On the 9th of June 2018 at Nambour Railway Station, it was on a Saturday morning, which is why I'm a bit sceptical of big weekend announcements.
And the original, the whole thing to get a rail line to the Sunshine Coast, duplicated rail line, was announced by Peter Beattie back in April 2005.
That is correct, yeah. The CanCos Corridor, CanCos Rail, as it was then called, yes.
So, I mean, it got big coverage on the weekend, Jeff Addison, and it looks nice, but by the sounds of it, the basics aren't even locked away. It's just... Well, how would you describe it?
It's a shameful, really, I guess, and embarrassing that the Sunshine Coast, that B2N rail project, you know, it was announced to be to Lansborough by 2012, so it's been announced two times as well. We get lots of announcements in Queensland, but they don't seem to build what they announce.
Do we have the workers to build it? Maybe we don't have the skilled workers.
That will be another problem because at the same time they're supposed to be doing the Gold Coast Faster Rail project and they're going to need to be doing the B2N rail project and they're going to need to be building this rail project. So, yes, manpower and resources are going to be a thing.
Jeff Addison from Rail Back on Track. I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Steve. Thank you.
Jeff Addison is the Sunshine Coast spokesperson for Rail Back on Track. How many times are you... hearing announcements re-announced by either state or Commonwealth governments, or for that matter, councils for that matter. 1300 222 612 is the phone number, or you can send me a text 0467 922 612. If you're hearing re-announcements of old announcements, I'd love to know. In just a moment, why you could be